And we're on again.
We're back again.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. I gotta go to the bathroom. Quick.
Yeah, I know.
Like, see you in a minute. That was a long meeting. Okay.
I will be right back. All right. I know some people were just in a call, so wait a couple minutes. And you just got yourself a whole boatload of information. People coming in. All right. There's Diana.
Mute. Unmute. There
you go.
There. Now I'm back. Now I got to get water. I've emptied. Yeah.
I just went and did that real quick. Relieved myself on one end and filled up on the other.
We're supposed to go down to 35 degrees tonight.
I don't know if we've gotten down to 35, but we've gotten definitely into the 40s and 50s over the last little bit. So yeah. I mean, I'm wearing my turtleneck and a sweater.
Yesterday I was wearing my sweatshirt on top of that. It was really cold. But yeah, we're going to probably lose a lot of plants tonight. So after this is over, heading out to the garden.
Gotta go put the blankets on them.
Well, yeah, actually we're going to be past blanket stage. It'll be saving what the last of the plants we can save. So, and the rest will just have to fend for themselves. We'll put the row covers on and stuff, but I think it's going to probably be too cold for everything but the greens and cabbages and what little bits left. The tomatoes and the peppers are not going to make it tonight.
No.
The ones in the house and the greenhouse are fine. They were already moved in, so, because we were getting close to the 30s already. Just be the last bit of cleanup. It's okay. It's all good. So we've been scrambling the last few days trying to get things harvested and put up, and running out of room.
Where are you?
Yeah.
We're in the mountains.
She's in Idaho.
Mountains of Idaho. Mile elevation. Yeah, it's cold up here. We had snow on the mountaintops this morning.
I'm feeling guilty. I'm sitting here in a tank top.
I know. I saw that. I'm actually leaving tomorrow for Arizona. My mother has asked her daughters to come down there. She has a timeshare there. She actually lives in Florida. So I'll be going there for the weekend, and then I go from there to Austin for an event with Laura Fine. So I do get to soak in as much as possible the vitamin D and the heat. And,
yeah.
It's kind of a joke around us because I need to retest it again, but the last time I tested my vitamin D, it was a 6. So, which is... Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah. So anyway. All right. It looks like we're all here and wait, 6 is not good. It's like saying you don't have any.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. The lowest I got was 17. That feels great compared to 6.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. And so this kind of brings us to what we're here to talk about. You are aware of Jewish tradition at all, recently they had their new year. Someone's just saying they're trying to get on. And
did you start
this
a recording
then? Pardon?
Did you start a recording?
Yep.
Oh, okay, great.
See it.
Okay.
Thank you. I had looked when I got on, but I appreciate that. You know?
Kind of when we sort of
I get going and I forget. So I appreciate any groups or people that are in my groups know to remind me. And so I have it set up to automatically record just for that reason.
Oh, that's good.
Automatic payments. All right. So this is, this last weekend, if any of you know me, you know I kind of get into some of that planet stuff. Well, this last weekend we had a new moon. We had a new year if you're following the Jewish tradition. And basically, we're starting a new year in our ERC group. So it's a really great time to just take that moment to breathe and connect with yourself and say, why am I here? So what I think I would like to do is start out with just a moment of grounding. I know Dr. Reedery does heart math, and if you haven't signed up for a transforming stress system, I encourage you to do that. But I'll give you my version of heart math and grounding. So for this, it's really, if you are able to, just take a moment. If you're sitting, have yourself on the sit bones on your behind, and have your feet flat on the ground. And just, I just close my eyes. Don't have anything crossed. Don't have your legs or feet crossed. Don't cross your arms. Have them resting comfortably. It's okay if your fingers are interlaced, but just have your body be soft. Your eyes are soft. Your cheeks are soft. Your jaw is soft. Your breath is soft. Just kind of mentally check in with your body. Note any areas where there might be some tension, and just breathe. I would say don't even breathe to relieve the tension, but note it. Say, oh, look, I have some tension on my shoulder or my neck or my back or my hands. Just note it. Oh, I have tension there. Ask yourself, what is that about? And we'll ground ourselves here. So we are going to be here. When we're done with this, make sure that your phones are shut off, your Facebook is shut off, anything and everything is shut off. Everything except your being here right now. Pay attention to your feet. Your feet are what connect you to the earth, which carry you forward. Notice some golden energetic cords going right down to the middle of the earth. Just like we have energy within us, the earth has energy. So send that energy right down to the middle of the earth. Wrap it around the core of the earth that is full of vibrant life. And as you do that, know that everything is there to support you right here, right now, and for your highest good. Everything is happening for your highest good. You are supported. You are being taken care of. No need to worry. And as you breathe in, breathe that energy up into your feet, up through your legs, through your calves, over your knees and into your thighs and into this whole sit bone area. And just breathe that in and feel the energy. Feel your body. And feel that connection. Take a breath and bring it up to your heart. You can put your hand over your heart. Feel the beating of your heart. Your heart is telling you that you are here. You are important. With one hand on your heart, maybe the other hand can be on your throat. You're all muted, so you can say if you want, I am here. And as you say that, feel that vibration in your hand. I am here. Take one last final breath here. Fill your face with all this energy. Your ears, your cheeks, your nose, your forehead, the back of your head, your neck, all are filled with this wonderful golden energy. You are your own power plant. You are your own beam of sunshine. And when you're ready, just wiggle your fingers and toes. I like to rub my hands together, get some heat there, and cover them over my eyes. And slowly open your eyes and bring yourself back to the room. All right. And so I've muted everybody. If you want to unmute yourself, go ahead. I just felt it was really important to get you out of your head and into your body so that they work together while we're doing this work over the next 45 minutes or so.
Thanks, Lynn. That was really nice.
Great. I have to do this a lot. Okay, so what we're doing here is connecting with yourself so that as you make these choices, as you do your assessments, as you come to calls, you always remember why you are doing this. Because sometimes we kind of get lost in the details of the assessments and the calls and our trackers and all of this stuff. And they all have a reason and a purpose. But if you remember that this is why you're doing it. So if something comes up and you have a choice to make, you're making it from that place. If you have the choice to go to something with your family or friends or just doing something else rather than come to a call, you're doing it because that's what's for your best good. As you choose which assessments to do, or all of them, you're doing it because that's for your best good. You are not a checklist. All these materials are here to support you, but do it from that place of understanding. Does that make sense? Okay. So what we're going to do a little work here. So hopefully you've got some paper and a pen, or some way of keeping track. So what I want you to do is take just a couple minutes and write down five things that you would like to accomplish this year. And so that could be feeling not just, and you want to connect to the feeling because that's what's going to carry you through. But more than the feeling, I want you to really get into this. I want to know what it's like to wake up with a good night's sleep and get into that feeling. What does that feel like? I wake up and I am like really awake. I'll give you about another minute. How's everybody doing? Are you at a place that you can break? And this is an activity you can do repeatedly. I actually do this about once a week and just review the steps and feeling about this, because I can tell you, at least for myself, it changes. And so it's good. That's why it's good to be tied to the feeling and not the actual outcome. Yes, you do want to have a good night's sleep, but what you want that for is, how am I going to feel when I wake up? How am I going to feel when my blood sugar numbers are in the right range, when my digestion is working in my favor? Just that's what's going to propel you forward. So now that you have that down, what you're going to do next is write down two or three action steps that's going to take you there. We're going to be doing the elephant bite things here, because here you have this big idea is, I'm going to wake up and I'm going to have a good night's sleep. It's like, okay, what are some three things that I can do right now and today that will take me in that direction? I'll give you about another minute or so. Okay. So I would anybody feel comfortable sharing what they've written? Okay, go ahead, Sandy.
I mean, this is just like too funny. This is where I need really help. I'll be working on this with my coach. So I wrote, I only got to number two, but I wrote number one, less on my to-do list.
Okay. And the filming, what's your big why?
My big why is peace and calmness.
Okay.
Less stress, more fun. Number two is more fun. Smiling, calm, fun. I mean, I am anxious, anxiety all the time, every minute, day and night. And I really don't like that. It's not fun at all. So this is so funny. I mean, I just have to laugh. Nick and I, we cannot communicate in words, but telepathically and different other ways. So I just finished writing this on my list. Less on my to-do list. Feeling of relief, peace, calmness. And what does Nick do? He went out grocery shopping. And he comes back with two big bunches of beets. And I go, uh-oh, now, did you find that? Did you buy it? Where did that come from? Because it's not on my to-do list. And then he starts telling me, his son has a really bad backache, and he heard that beets are really good. He likes beets. Beets are really good for him. So I am going to be, you know, doing something with beet tops and beets for Tony. Not on my plan. Now Rita Marie tells us we have all these things to do before coaching, and that's on Tuesday. So I start getting stressed, right? Then Nick says, well, you're going to get paid for doing this, because sometimes I cook for his son and daughter-in-law, and then I get paid. So it's like, I'm back to where I was. More stuff on my to-do list. At least today I'm not crying. I'm not, you know.
Okay, so this is really great, Sandy. I really appreciate that you're sharing this, because this is the outcome of all of what we're doing, is how do you show up on your calendar? All right.
What does that mean? I'm super responsible.
Well, okay. So I say we have two superpowers. For me, it's prayer. The second one is my calendar. You can talk as much as you want to say what it is you want, but you show up when your calendar has you in it. All right. So, and you do those things in your calendar. So it's one thing to say, yep, I'm going to do those assessments. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do all those things. But if you don't, you're not showing up. And so what I would suggest is you look at your calendar, block off for the things that you need to do, you want to do. I also do it on my phone.
Need or want?
Well, they can be the same thing.
They're two different things.
Well, they
can. What I want to do is go out to nature. I want to go visit my brother a mile or so away, and I may try and do that this afternoon and forget everything else.
That can be a need. It's not just want. These are things you need to do to take you closer to your goals.
Okay.
So you look at your calendar and you say, okay, this is what I am doing today. All right. And you put it on there. I am going out in nature. I am going to visit my brother. I am and block up however much time you can. If you have a paper calendar, use crayons.
Oh, wow. I love crayons. And I think I might have some.
Exactly. Yeah.
So now, Marcia said might have to wake up earlier. Well, this morning I was up at 4. And I love that, really, because I get up and I can do, you know, Nick's asleep and it's quiet. I can do 8 hours worth of work. Then I went back to sleep from 6 to 8. So 4 to 6, I did a lot of stuff. And then 6 to 8, I slept, got my 8 hours because I got my 2 more hours. And now I'm up again.
Okay.
So that was great. But I don't plan. Yeah. I don't plan what time I'm going to get up. It's whatever time my body's.
Right. Doing. It doesn't mean like, so I actually do have alarm on my phone. Sometimes you might hear it if my my microphone is open. You might hear my little birds go off, reminding me to drink water or to take my probiotics or something like that. That's what I do for myself. Somebody else, it might just truly annoy the heck out of them to do that. But you have to do what you need to do so that you show up. Somebody else might, waking up early may not be the answer. Maybe the answer is, like you said, I need to do less. The world is already giving us so many things to do, but you have to decide for yourself what is best. There we go.
Oh, that's great.
And Sandy, do you have the ability to, when he came in with Beak for his son, say,
I'm sorry. Can you say it again?
I'm wondering if you feel like you could, when he walked in with the beets for his son, say, wow, what a great idea. Take the tops off, scrub them, wrap them in foil, and put them in the oven, and let him do that.
Oh, let him do it.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, because, I mean, it seems like you're so willing to take it on.
Oh, gosh, I know.
Responsibility. And so it might be a good thing to practice is, you know, like a really easy way for him to prepare them. Anyway, just a thought.
An idea.
It is.
An idea.
You know, one thing that, and I was talking to my daughter about this yesterday, no is a complete sentence.
I'm teaching that to Nick.
And yourself.
Well, I can say no. I usually say later, or I talk to him about when does this have to be done. Because I'm a planner and he's spontaneous. He's
right.
All of a sudden right now, let's do this. No, I'm already doing this and this and this.
But the thing is, you don't have to explain it. And this is what I was telling my daughter.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You can, at least where I have been brought up and I live, the Midwest is really known for being polite. I'm not saying the rest of the world isn't, but this is kind of, I don't know, it's a cultural DNA thing. Anyway, Mary knows what I think I'm saying. And we have this, we might say no, and then say but, or this is why, or explain ourselves. You don't need to do that. Just say no.
That's it. Oh,
just
yeah.
Say no.
I like that. I could work on that one some more.
Yeah,
I've worked on that before, but thanks for the reminder.
Yeah. And that's the thing. And again, so I have 7 children and I homeschool them. This is where I really learned a lot of these lessons. I was trying to find it. I had put it away since I only have a couple children left at home and I don't do it as much, but I had this big, like a magnetic board, and you can buy magnetic tape and they were those colors, Diana. And I had different colors for different things. And I would put them around, and let's say we had planned on going on an outing, but the dog threw up on the rug and really that needed to be taken care of first. Okay. So I would switch things around, and because they were magnets, I could do that. Or, you know, something came up and we decided to do an event instead of homework. And so we would just switch things around. You don't not do it. You just rearrange the time.
I have things that 2 weeks it keeps going for two weeks. It keeps
moved. Well, then if it's 2 weeks, then you need to reassess that. So if something keeps getting pushed out, then I would look at that and say, is it okay I'm allowing this to happen, Or do I need to reassess other things that are in my life? And that's the whole process here. You know, with Dr. Rita Marie and ERC, and I can honestly say a lot of the stuff is a little more top heavy with the assessments and things now. It will ease out. It will ease out. Right, so just know that. And so, you know, all right. So for now, I need to block off some time to work on ERC stuff.
Well, my coach Annette just wrote, I could change my, this is great. I could change my coaching session, which I may well do, change my coaching session. Change the date. I might just do that.
Yep. There you go. Because you're based on what your big why is. Why is this important to you?
Well, today, this afternoon, it's really going to be, you know, doing what I want to do.
Well, and because you want that peace and calm. Doing what you want and need to do to bring you peace and calm.
Right.
Okay. Anytime you feel like that little agitation, just take a deep breath and go, okay, what do I need to do to bring me peace and calm?
Well, a lot of times the situation is everything's priority lately.
No. Well, there's only one thing that can be priority at a time.
But I can only do one thing at a time.
Right. And so that's when you take the moment and whatever you decide is right.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Does this process help everybody here? Okay. Does anybody else want to open their line and share?
Thank you, everybody.
Well,
thank you for listening.
Yeah, it's Marcia. I had my first coaching session on Monday, and actually this was a big topic of our discussion. Like, how do I really nurture myself? Especially when now I'm working with you and I have my other business and I just have some, and this morning was really hard, you know, like I've got something from Jessica that has to be done by 2 o'clock your time, which is probably now already, but I'm here, you know, and how do I be present here? Cause you know, we can multitask.
Right. And but, so you have, well, I'm not multitasking now.
I'm not either.
Because you guys need me to be present here.
Exactly.
And that's where you just have that conversation, whether it's with Jessica, a spouse or a partner or whoever, because you're grounded in what's important. And so you say, listen, I know you gave me that deadline, but it needs to be extended out. All right. And being okay with your decisions, claiming my decision.
My whole kind of summary of my coaching session with Susan was to embody, you know, how do I really be here? Yeah, exactly.
This is something I teach my clients and group members. I call it the butterfly. I'm holding my arms up, but you don't have to, but I call it the butterfly hug. And you just go like this. And when you're feeling rather out of body, just do this. It's my body is safe. If you're someplace and you're feeling agitated, but you don't think it's the right place to do this, just tap your feet up and down.
I like that.
Yeah. You can even have your hands on your lap and just do this on your legs. But it's just your body is safe. And we want you to feel safe in this program more than anything else. You are safe and you are supported. All the assessments and all the health trackers and all the coaching calls and all of that, it's to help you know that you are safe and supported. We're here for you. Okay, everybody take a deep breath. Yeah.
I think like so.
Go ahead.
I have this ability to Velcro into any situation that can put me into a panic.
Very great awareness. Very great awareness. So when you're feeling that panic, ask yourself, where am I feeling it? And what is it telling me? What is the story there? The panic isn't wrong. The panic, the anxiety, all of that, it's there to tell you something. It's not a wrong emotion. It's there to tell you, pay attention. And course correct.
Yeah.
And then hug your dog as Don is doing, or your cat. That's a cat. Sorry. I have a dog that looks a little like that. I have lots of dogs and cats and chickens. I don't always hug the chicken though. Yep. Okay. So one of the big takeaways I'd like you to look at is, yes, you do have things that we're asking of you, such as filling out assessments and health trackers and all of that. Do it to the best of your capacity. If you're feeling anxiety, just look at it and say, okay, why am I feeling this anxiety? If it doesn't seem the right thing for you to do, that's okay. Reach out. Reach out to your coach. If I'm able to help you, I will. But we are all here to help and support you. If you're filling out health trackers and you're just not sure, do the best you can. That's really all we ask. But it won't happen if you don't write it in your calendar or your schedule. And then honor that. That is sacred time. That is your time. Your whole calendar, to be quite honest, is sacred. There is an order in all things. You know, the stars and planets are in a particular order. The seasons happen in an order. Everything is in an order, and it's all there to help and support you. You are not alone. And I know this all sounds kind of like stuff, but there's a real concreteness to this. If I do budgets for myself, my family, we have 24 hours in our day. We all have the same budget. You get to choose how to spend it. It's the ultimate in abundance. You have 24 hours every day. I usually tell my clients when we're doing this work, you get to first schedule in when they're going to sleep. And let yourself sit with that. When would I like to sleep and how much do I want to sleep? You get to choose. Tell your body, tell your spirit, I am choosing to sleep. Now, you know, if you're having an issue with insomnia or sleep, I'm not going to tell you it's magically going to happen, but it could. I'm not going to say it won't either. But you get to choose. You get to choose that that's what you want. And then write it in your calendar. That's just like, it's like a confirmation that this is what I want. And then when you wake up, you know, think about what would your perfect day be? My perfect day would be to just wake up when I'm ready to wake up. And I'd sit there and just ponder and have that conversation with myself and God. And okay, what's on the list today? Maybe get up and stretch and have a cup of tea or something and just, you know, that's as far as I ever really get in planning my perfect day. But, you know, that's the idea is, you know, have a little space of time in there for a morning routine or a, you know, a ritual. Routines and rituals are there to support us in those actions that help us to be our higher self. Same thing in the evening. You know, again, Dr. Rita Marie teaches, unplug. Unplug for some time before you go to bed. What are you going to do in that space of time? You're going to do some stretching. You're going to do some reading, maybe a bath. When you plan out your week, do you have a period of time, whether it's an hour or so, that you're going to chop up vegetables, you know? Beets are a root vegetable. You can put them aside for a day or so and then chop those beet greens off, just like Maya was saying. But you get to choose. You really get to choose. How many of you use a calendar? Okay. How many of you actually use your calendar? Okay. Great. Feel free to open up your line. Tell me how you use what it is you have and how you use it.
Hi, this is Sheila. I have a calendar on my Mac computer. I put everything on it. Otherwise I forget. I put this call on it and I had a meeting that ran late, but still when I got here, I was like, oh my God, it's 12 o'clock. I'm 30 minutes after the call started, but I use it constantly. Yes. It really keeps me on track.
You know, and that's, you bring up a really great point. And it's not that meetings can't go long. We actually had a call right before this and it got us like almost up to the time. And so I gave people that space of time to just defrag. And so this is a really great way to practice boundaries and your sacred boundaries. I mean, it's like a sacred geometry, this boundary you give yourself. And I have somebody I know that if she's on a coaching call and she's really like, you know, oh, I see it's 2:30 and I need to leave because I have to go pick up my daughter. And she's no apologies. No is a complete sentence and says, but you know that going in and working with them. I have a call and it's 30 minutes. I'm starting it at 2 and I'm ending it at 2:30. It doesn't mean that, you know, anything that happens, you know, if you get to the end of this call and you're into an important thing, you don't say, okay, we have 3 minutes that we can wrap this up, but we will continue it. You feel safe in that time. You give yourself safety in that time.
Thanks.
Because you created those boundaries. Yeah. Now, it's kind of hard to say that when you're talking to your boss.
Maybe once in a while it can be very difficult, but at other times it's very practical. So,
yeah. Exactly. And it's practical for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you are important.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Maya, I saw you opened your line.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I used to use Gmail, and maybe the last 8 months I've been using a different app, a calendar app, and because what it's great is it integrates whether I'm at my computer or one of my iPads or phone, and it also, for people that have you know, spouses and kids, that can all coordinate in as well, so that they can see right away, oh, mom's already busy at that time or whatever.
Oh.
And it helps you track not only your stuff, but seeing what the kids are doing too. And so, and for me, I just review like at night before I go to bed. Okay, what's on the agenda for tomorrow? You know, things like that. And I also have a like a little whiteboard, like a long rectangle with like Monday, you know, Sunday through Saturday on it, and you can, you know, sometimes I'll put okay, because for me I like to rotate foods so I don't become more allergic to things, so I might just write like spinach 2 different days that are 3 days apart, or you know, like kale or whatever, so that it makes it really easy to just refer to it and know, you know, oh, wait, I got to wait another day for that particular vegetable. Just because it's in the fridge doesn't mean I should eat it, or, you know, so that's a good calendar way that I use too.
And you use it on your, okay, I see what you're saying.
That's a whiteboard I have.
That's like a whiteboard. Okay. What is the app that you were using?
I have to look it up, but I think it's like My Family Cal or My Fam Cal, My Family Cal.
Okay.
Like that.
All right.
From the App Store. The logo is kind of like a white box with sort of like a circle that's blue and green around. And okay. I can look it up and maybe see if I can figure out how to post in the chat. But I think it's like
okay.
When I can.
Or maybe post it in the ERC Facebook group.
Okay. Great.
All right. Yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And I'm a big menu planner. I know Dr. Rita Marie and I have this discussion frequently because she's not. And both ways are fine and good. It happened for me because, again, I had this big family and I needed to know what kind of things to have ready. And it doesn't mean I wasn't flexible. So if something else came up, you know, again, I used my magnets and it's like, okay, you know, we're being spontaneous today. We're doing XYZ. So I'm moving this more intricate meal over here. And it just helps me to, it helps me to feel safe and secure. I'm sure it's a real primal thing of knowing that there will be food. And so for me, that's part of it. And I was just watching or reading Sandy's comment. You know, it's really interesting to hear when somebody says, I want this now. I will be honest. I just kind of went, oh, really? And I had that anxiety. And so that's where it's like, oh, wow, look at that, Lynn. You just were triggered by that. Because it does happen here at my house, and so I've gotten really good at just breathing and saying, okay, I hear what you're saying, you know, so that's something to consider is when you're dealing with people that, because you've done this work, you've got your calendar and you feel really good about it. And then somebody else comes in and they say, well, I need this and I need this now and I need you to do it. And so being really grounded in what your purpose is and why you made those choices will help you to reflect back to them. I hear what you're asking me to do. This is what I currently have going on. How can we work together on this? So you aren't taking on, you have a voice. Kind of like when I was doing the meditation, I had you put your hand on your throat and say, I am here, and feeling that. It's really important that you know that you are here right now in your body, and this is safe, sacred, and necessary. You are here right now for a reason. And so when somebody comes to you, with a request, because really that's all it is it's a request from them. And most times it's just a request for them to be heard. So if you reflect back and say, you know, in Sandy's case, oh, hey, Nick, I see that you're asking me to do this. I hear you. And this is what's going on. So is there another way we can work around this? And yeah, I really didn't mean for this to get all ethereal and everything, but that just seemed to be the flow. I guess because it's very important to me that everybody here knows. Oh, I'm going to get all emotional. You guys just inspire me. You are so wonderful. I'm sitting here looking at the people here who've opened their videos, and your faces, your countenances just beam.
Aww.
And I want that. I want to help you continue on that. I want you to feel safe and know that this, it's all okay.
Thank you. Thanks.
Yeah. Does this help you at all as you start on this next period of time doing your assessments and the tracker and any of those pieces?
Yeah, for me, safety is hugely important, and it's not often recognized any other place. It's just not given consideration or spoken or acknowledged. So yeah. It really feels good.
Yeah. Great. Thanks. You for sharing that. Yeah. So does everybody feel a little better about what's coming up in terms of whether or not you do assessments? Because know that you know, the instructions we give and the training we give, it's to help if you really want to do it. If you try it and you start it and you're like, ain't happening, man, just ain't happening. It's okay. It's okay. We'll figure this out together. You are not alone.
By assessments, since I was late, do you mean lab assessments or self-assessments?
So if you go in the GAPS discovery system, mm-hmm. in your ERC dashboard, you'll see on part two, there's a list of different assessments that you can do and share with your coach.
Okay.
If you're not comfortable uploading them directly into your Google Drive folder, you get a receipt copy email. Just forward that to your coach. If you're in Gold or Gold Plus, that's the person you forward them to. If you're in Silver, you forward it to your two coaches. Yeah, and Diana, yeah, you can redo them. That's why on that health system scorecard tab in your tracker, you'll see multiple columns. It's not a bad idea every, like, 3-4 months to redo it and see. Oh, look, I don't have any reds.
I hope it'll take a couple of months for that to happen. I do have one or two reds.
Well, and that's okay too. It's a process.
Yeah, it is.
You know, and again, as you see these reds and blues and whatever colors, it's okay. There's no wrong.
No.
Your body is just telling you the story it has right now.
Yeah.
And listen to it.
Interesting. Very interesting. Yeah. It was very surprising, actually, the area that popped up red for me 3 months ago. But I need to do that again because I want to see if anything has changed in 3 months or if it's going to take a little longer. I'm sure something's changed. So this is fascinating to me. I think I'm going to be doing a lot of these assessments.
Yeah.
Just
see, they can be fun. It's
like, yeah. Now, speaking of which, that guy there, he's going to have his own Google Drive. I'm going to make him one because we're going to track him too.
We'll make you the Google Drive queen.
No.
I already got a caller on my dad. No, call, don't do
that. Did you hear that?
I did.
He's the reason I'm here. I was searching for help for him. And Dr. Rita Marie's program basically made me wake up and realize I might have a problem too. And now here I am. So this has been amazing. But I wanted to have him do some of this stuff too. These assessments are really interesting. So, yeah. Okay.
There you go.
So, yeah, he's going to grumble about it, but it's all right. Thank you. Okay, I'll go back on mute.
And is it okay? I hope because of my blindness, it's really difficult to use.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons you have Annette again, and we've already discussed because she helped you last year.
Right, but I was wondering if I could, I guess was it Francine or something that Dr. Rita Marie had mentioned to put things in?
Francis, yeah.
Because I was thinking if I print it out and then just write a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 or something right next to it, then, you know, like that would indicate which.
If that works, yeah.
I'm just thinking.
And then you just scan it and email it to us.
Okay. All right, great. All right, thanks.
Yeah. However it works, I love the creativity that you have there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, well, because otherwise it's too easy to go, you know, it's going to take me 5 times longer than anybody else to do it, and I'm just not going to do it.
Right.
So it's just impossible. Right.
And so now you have the freedom to choose the way that works for you and still find out what it's telling you, because mm-hmm. the end result is how am I going to feel when I see the results from this assessment?
Mm-hmm. Great. Okay. Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you. Diana, you can tell your husband, one of my children, I mean, she has no sense of boundaries and she's 28 now. And sometimes I wonder if she still does. But when she was young, I built a dog run for her. Now that sounds terrible. I had a harness around her and a really long leash, and I had that hooked. It went from, it was a long dog run. Okay. But it kept her safe and I could go to the bathroom, you know? So, so just suggesting. Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, and this was way back in the day before they ever did these things. Mm-hmm. But I was either criticized because she'd be running. She figured out how to get out of the fences and the locks and everything. So I'd either be criticized because she'd be out running because I had the audacity to go to the bathroom, or I did this. And so I figured this way she's at least safe. Mm-hmm. So, but again, that speaks to boundaries and mindset. She was always the happiest kid. She didn't see it as a boundary or something holding her back. So she definitely shows up in her life. So, and that was the gift I wanted to give you here as you start this year and with this call. Everything is recorded. Everything, you know, it's what is the best way to serve you.
Was the earlier call this morning, I think it was at 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
There was a call,
it was going over preparing for your private coaches. But, yeah, so you have, let's see.
I have.
Who are your two coaches?
It is Lynn and Susan.
Susan, yep. And Lynn was just on here a little bit ago. And so I know because I'm working with them, because they're both newer coaches and they don't have a seasoned coach. And so I know we got those emails out this morning.
Yeah, I got it.
And there's, yeah. So you'll be doing that. And,
but that call was recorded, that 10 o'clock call?
Oh, yes.
Oh, definitely. Good. Good, good, good. Yep. Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yay. I'm so thankful.
Lynn, I'm going to bug out because I have a lot of work for
you. And our time here is really actually done. But I just wanted to make sure that there were no last questions I could help. And if you do have questions that come up afterwards, because that does happen, feel free to post them on the Facebook group. Marcia's really good at letting me know if somebody's tagged me. You may have noticed I used to be extremely active in Facebook, but just some other duties came up that I felt I needed to spend more time on, especially as it relates to all of you. And so I would suspect in the next couple of months, you might see a little bit more from me, but this is why I'm so grateful to Marcia. She lets me know that I need to respond to something.
Thank you. This is a great meeting.
Great.
Yeah.
So happy. All right. Well, this will be up within probably the next 48 hours or so. So if you want to go back and review anything, feel free to do that. And have a wonderful weekend. And I will just let everybody who's on here know, and if you listen to this recording over the next 10 days or so, I am going down to Arizona to spend some time with my mother and sisters. And then from there, the Laura Fine event. So I will not be online as often as I normally am. So if you reach out and I don't respond right away, know that that's why.
Lynn, on the recordings, the chat comes up too, right?
Yes, there's a chat log that gets attached to it. Yep.
I got a question. On the Google Drive recording folder, I noticed the video from the gold coaching introductory. Anyway, the one was up there. I couldn't watch it on my Windows 7 computer, so I haven't tried it on this Windows 10 computer yet. Is there some fancy thing that doesn't cross post with older computers? Is there some video function?
That's possible. I don't know. I have Windows 10. So if I checked it out, it would be with Windows 10. So
yeah, I'm going to try that on this one before I turn this one off. But I could not watch it. It doesn't recognize the video type, and it asked me to select something different, and it looked like it was going to download into some Windows Media Player, but it didn't work. It wouldn't play. Okay. So I thought I'd try it on here first, but that was all. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. So go have a wonderful day. Have fun. May you have a smile on your countenance. And this will be a great year.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Lynn.
Thanks,
You're
Lynn.
You're welcome. You're very welcome.
Bye.
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 Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye. Many blessings to you all.
Thank you, Lynn. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah. Bye, Sandy.
Love you. Miss you.
You too.
Oh, my God.